بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم السلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. والسلام عليكم أيها الإخوة المؤمنون والأخوات المؤمنات ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our discussion today is based on the fact that what happened to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was a divine decree and not a passing event or a coincidence. It was a divine decree. We believe that the Prophet and his family are based on a divine plan and decree. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created and sent 124,000 prophets, 360 of whom were apostles. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from these prophets to accept the authority of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his household. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "And ask those we sent before you." But I ask, when did he ask those before him? Yes, he asked them during Mi'raj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered the other prophets for him and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi led them in prayers. Then he told him to turn towards them and he asked them, "What did the covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from you involve?" They replied, "O Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from us to believe in his oneness and your household's guardianship. Therefore, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his household are a separate divine plan. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them in the form of spiritual beings even before he created the rest of creation by 14,000 years. Ahmad bin Hanbal mentions a narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that he said, "Ali and I were both spiritual lights before Allah created the world by 14,000 years. The Prophet, along with Ali, Fatima, and the Imams, peace be upon them all, were all spiritual creatures made of divine light who are circumambulating around the throne of Allah, glorifying Him even before He had created the angels or the rest of creation. Then, when He created Adam alayhi salam, He transferred the lights of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the nur of the Holy Prophet and his household, into the loins of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. He only ordered the angels to prostrate before Adam to honor him because the Holy Prophet and his household, peace be upon them all, were in his loins. Thereat, our belief is that these people embody a special divine plan. However, I ask, why do they embody a special divine plan? To answer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, "Verily, I will appoint a representative on the earth." But the angels objected, saying, "Oh Lord, this human being is made from clay and he will surely spread corruption and spill innocent blood." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, "I know that, although I know something which you do not know." Now I ask, what does this mean? It means that I will give a chance to human beings. It is true that the children of Adam will cause corruption in the land and shed innocent blood. Tyrants will rule and they will murder prophets. However, I will give them a chance because I have another plan for them, whereby I will establish a divine government of justice at their hands. Based on that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and his progeny are part of that divine plan. Notice how the Holy Prophet gave glad tidings about Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farjahu al-sharif. Amongst the foundations of Islam are the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, the leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the holy imams salamullahi alayhim, the sending of the Holy Prophet, the event of Ghadir, and the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are all a part of that same plan of Islam. These are amongst the foundations of Islam. So in order to understand Islam, you must understand these foundations. Thus, Imam Hussein is a part of a divine plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created 9 imams from his progeny, the last of whom is the Imam al-Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, by whose hands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish the divine government of justice. And he also preserved Nabi Isa alayhi salam to convince his nation, because the problem that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will face is the people of Rome, meaning the people of the West, the Christians who worship Jesus Christ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved him to come and help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to establish the government of justice. From the very beginning, Imam Hussein was a part of this divine plan. We notice in some of the narrations related by both Shias and Sunnis that the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam descended unto the Holy Prophet and informed him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tell Fatima that I want to bestow a son to her who will be killed at the hands of your nation." The Holy Prophet asked, "Will he be killed by my nation?" Jibra'il alayhi salam responded, "Yes. So do you want him?" He said, "No." He asked Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam. She also said, "No, I do not want such a son." Jibra'il left, but then he returned again and said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and Fatima that he will create imams from his descendants, and amongst his progeny will be Al-Mahdi, who will fill the earth with justice and equality." At that, they both responded, "We are satisfied with that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So we notice that Jibra'il alayhi salam descended for the first time to consult the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi concerning the creation of Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. Then he descended for the second time when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born, in order to congratulate the Holy Prophet and to convey to him the name which was to be bestowed to the Imam. Then he descended another time and asked him, "Do you want me to show you the sand of the land he is going to be killed in?" The Prophet said, "Yes." Upon that, Jibra'il extended his hand and gave him a handful of the sand of Karbala. This is something which is narrated by both Shias and Sunnis. The Prophet then took the sand in his hand and went to the mosque and said, "My Lord has informed me that my nation is going to kill my son." So they ask us and wonder, why do we hold majalis and mourn for Imam Hussein alayhi salam? To answer, the first majlis was actually held by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself. Then the Prophet gave the sand to Salama and she put it in a bottle. He told her, "When this sand becomes red like thick clear blood, know that Hussein has been martyred." We are facing an exceptional event and supernatural miracles. What does it mean that he would be martyred in Karbala? What does the sand of Karbala mean? What does it mean that the sand becomes blood? And this is narrated by both Shias and Sunnis, meaning that it is a confirmed fact. This requires us to contemplate, because we are facing established texts narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that should drive reason and the rational people to think, what is the story behind this? Yes, the story is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam gathers in himself the oppression faced by the entirety of humanity. So when we say that Imam al-Mahdi will take revenge for Imam Hussein, we find that revenge for Imam Hussein is only a symbol for the oppressed. From the time of Adam, when Qabil killed Habil, and for the crimes committed against all believers by all tyrants who followed from the time of Adam alayhi salam, as they killed the believers and prophets throughout history, shedding their blood and persecuting and oppressing them. All of these gathered in Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And on the other hand, we find that all the evils of tyrants were gathered in his enemies, as they were cruel, similar to the cruelty of Qabil, the Pharaoh, Namrud. Rather, they were worse than Pharaoh and Namrud. So all of the oppression faced by nations, by the prophets, all of it gathered in Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Here we ask, where is the one who will seek and take revenge for the oppression faced by all the prophets their progenies and believers throughout history, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a symbol for all oppressed people in the world. All oppressed people resemble Imam Hussein alayhi salam in some way. Then his son Al-Mahdi will come to take revenge for him and all oppressed believers. But how will he do that? He will do so by ending all forms of oppression on the earth and establishing the divine government of justice that will continue until the end of the world, which might be longer than all time that has preceded it. Consequently, Imam Hussein alayhi salam represents a divine plan that embodies the oppression faced by all the prophets, believers, and nations throughout history. His enemies, on the other hand, represent the cruelty of all tyrants throughout history. And on the other hand, he who will take revenge for him is his son Al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farjahu al-sharif, who will end all forms of oppression on the earth. He will establish the government of truth, justice, abundance, and comfort, which will continue until the coming of the hour of the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send blessings on Imam Hussein salamullahi alayhi, who is a part of his divine plan, a symbol for all the oppressed, and an icon for self-sacrifice.
Salawatullahi alayhi wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.